Welcome to Tales of Bedlam, a fairy tale audio comedy.
Host introduction. No, I'm not reading that yet.
What?
Sorry.
I'm your host, Micah.
I'm a forgot who I was.
Okay, let's start again. I'm your host, Knob Twister.
Oh, we're using our made-up names today. I'm a sofa sitter.
Every Thursday, we will present to you another hand-picked fairy tale from a different time, place, and culture.
Ooh, add dimension on the next one.
At Tales of Bedlam, we are grateful for you, the listener.
We do like you a lot.
Let us know how we are doing. Leave a comment on Facebook, Twitter, or our website at talesofbedlam.com.
And Micah will robotically answer it.
Robotically. And if you think that Sofa Sitter's amazing,
I am amazing,
then the best way to help us is to leave a 5-star review wherever you're listening.
Yeah.
It really does help others find us.
Yeah, it does.
If that is not enough, then you can purchase some swag.
Swag.
Support our podcast habit while becoming a becoming a walking billboard for us.
And we'll buy Micah some enunciation books.
Sounds good.
Woohoo!
An ABC book, please.
ABC.
Today's tale...
I got that reference.
...is a Canadian fairy tale.
Eh?
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 We are going to read the entire tale while ending every sentence with...
Eh? No, we are not.
This tale is called The Children with One Eye.
That's weirdly Canadian. Is this just a super nice story? I hear Canadians are just super nice.
Or it could just be children that are always playing hockey and they shot their eye out with the puck.
That would be the children with one tooth. All right.
Go ahead, Dustin.
The children, plural, with one eye. Did all the children share an eye? I don't like the way it's starting. Did all the children have a single eye, or did each child have one eye?
I think you're going to have to read the story to find out.
I'm dropping stuff. Okay. Sorry to get hung up on the title, but here we go. Two little children, a boy and a girl, that's a good way to do them, lived long ago with their widowed mother. That means their dad died. In the, just clarifying, Canadian forest. Well, that didn't narrow it down. The whole all of Canada is a forest.
Eh?
Eh? We're going to just make Canadians mad. The woman was very poor, for her husband had long been dead. Okay. And she had to
belabor the point.
Man, I think widowed, we covered that. And she had to work very hard to provide food for herself and her children. Often, she had to go far from home in search of fish and game. And at times, she was absent for many days. Ruh-roh.
When she went on these long journeys, she left her children behind her, and thus they were allowed to grow up with very little oversight, or discipline, or care.
Ruh-roh.
They soon became very unruly, because they were so often left by themselves, and when their mother returned from her hunting trips, she frequently found that they would not obey her.
Uh-oh.
And they did pretty much as they pleased.
Well, that's what happens when you leave children unsupervised. Not a big mystery.
What do they call them, latchkey kids?
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Were you ever a latchkey kid?
I'm not a millennial.
Oh. I was. I had to come home. My mom was at work, so we had our own keys to get in. Yeah.
Yeah, I was pretty much that.
Okay. Yes, he was pretty much that.
But I wasn't unruly. Well, that's not entirely true. Anyway.
I feel like I'm not...
Feel like making love.
Not to me.
Whoa, that took a weird turn.
As they grew older, more headstrong and disobedient, their mother could do very little to control them, and she said... Someday, they will suffer for their waywardness.
Oh, no.
So they were teenagers.
Yeah, well, I can see where this is going. It seems awfully mean just to poke their eyes out. One day, the woman went to visit a neighbor not far away. Maybe she should have stayed at home that day. She left a large pot of... What? Oh, bear fat. thought it said beer fat. She left a large pot of bear fat boiling on the fire. That doesn't sound delicious. And she said to the children, that's you.
I know, but I'm captivated with the thought of boiling a large pot of bear fat. What would the purpose of that be?
It's delicious. Fat is delicious.
Just a pot of fat. Just like an instant heart
attack.
Have
you ever had?
Have a bowl of instant heart attack.
Bacon? It's just all fat. It's the most delicious part of the whole pig.
Most of the fat burns off and you throw it away in the pan.
No, but then you cook your eggs in it and you mix it in your orange juice.
Okay. What? Orange juice? That's disgusting.
I want some bacon.
Don't meddle with the pot, my dearies, while I am gone, for the fat may harm you if it catches fire, eh?
Oh, good Lord. But she was not gone long when the boy said to the girl as they played around the pot.
Of course. Don't touch that. Don't, what do they touch first?
Well, why did she even say anything? She should have said, just jump in the pot.
They would have left it alone then.
Yeah. Who am I now? The boy said to the girl, let us see if the fat will burn. Yeah, burn, baby, burn. So they took a burning stick of wood. Ugh. What? And dropped it into the fat, and that was not a good idea. And stood looking into the pot to see what would happen.
Of course. Not good.
Well, I can tell them what happened, because I've lost hair on my face and legs due to some mistakes. Some mistakes were made. The fat sputtered for an instant, and there was a sudden flash, and a tongue of flame shot upward from the pot into the faces of the children. And that's what you get for not listening to your mama. See you next week.
Good night.
Oh, their hair was burned to a crisp, and their faces were scorched, and they ran from the house crying with pain. But when they reached the outer air, they found that they could not see, for the fire had blinded their eyes. So, oh man, it burned their eyeballs out. I'm going to sleep tonight, you know. So they stumbled around in darkness, crying loudly for help, but no help came.
None.
It's too bad.
Do you think they deserved it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Every bit of it?
Well, maybe not the melted out eyes, but they were told.
Maybe now would be a great time to take a short break for a sponsor.
Sponsor break? Oh. I have to get my announcer voice. This is not a test. The following info is directly from the technical wizards that brought you the Tales of Bedlam website.
There have been several confirmed sightings of a new email subscription area at talesofbedlam.com. These are not isolated cases and have been thoroughly investigated.
Please. Eh? You're killing me, eh? Please take the following actions. 1. Secure any wild donkeys.
Ooh, that's a good one.
2. Click in the first box. 3. Provide us with your email address.
4. Check your email regularly to see new and exciting updates, upcoming adventures, and or random bonus material from Tales of Bedlam. And 5.
Important part.
Don't forget to release the donkeys.
Release the donkeys.
We now return to your regularly scheduled podcast.
Although we tend to be a bit lighthearted and silly at times, we take privacy very seriously at Tales of Bedlam. We will never share or sell your information to a third party, and will only use it for periodic updates to our content. Privacy is very important.
We pinky promise.
Pinky promise? I have sworn an oath
to uphold your security.
Yeah, we won't do anything with your email. We barely even know what to do with it once we get it anyway, so.
All right. So let's recap. Children bad, eyes burnt out. All right.
Good recap.
When their mother came home, she tried every remedy she thought might restore their sight.
What?
Cold compresses.
She's like slapping mud on her.
Voodoo.
Their eyeballs are melted out. We'll put some Vicks on it. Okay.
Take some aspirin, drink lots of water.
Wow.
But all her medicine was unavailing, and she said, "You will always be blind. That is the punishment for your disobedience."
That's right.
So the children, I guess she has no need to ground them.
Yeah, there's no discipline beyond that that anybody needs.
Pretty much did it.
Yeah, that was a good one.
You could like keep their molten eyeballs in some jars. I was going to say you could show them when they're bad again, but they can't see. So that's kind of cruel. So maybe just let them feel them.
Ew.
Just to remind them that they need to behave.
What are you talking about? You need to get yourself under control.
I didn't take my medicine today.
What the heck? Keep their molten eyeballs.
So the children lived in darkness for a long time. It says for a long time.
I guess forever is a long time.
No, not forever. Oh. A long time. Which, you know, could
don't
be
spoil.
Weeks, months. But they were no longer headstrong and unruly. And although they could no longer see, they were less troubled to their mother. For whenever they were bad, she pulled that jar out.
That's not on my page.
So they were less troubled to their mother than they were when they had their sight. For they did not now refuse to do her bidding.
That'd do it. One day when their mother was far away hunting in the forest, an old woman came along and asked the children for food. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought good food to her as she sat before the door. After she had eaten, she said, "You are blind, but I can help you, for I am from the land of the little people."
Well, that'll help a lot.
Is that supposed to mean something?
Maybe we can get some elves to tailor her some new eyeballs.
The little people. Are these munchkins? And they'll sing for them, make them happy? I don't know. "I cannot give you four eyes, but I will give you one eye between you." Uh-huh. "You can each use it at different times, and it will be better than no sight at all."
Because being a parent, we know that our children
are so good at sharing.
Share
right?
So well.
It's my turn with the eye. Mom, Hans took the eye.
I'll put it in the jar if you don't stop it.
Oh, this is my night off. I don't need to listen to that. But handle it with great care and do not leave it lying on the ground. Duh. That's why we have to label stuff. People are just dumb. Then she gave them an eye, which she took from her pocket and disappeared.
Nice.
Bye.
I bet she was a witch.
Yeah.
So they used the one eye between them. And when the boy had the eye and the girl wished to see anything, she would say, "Give me the eye, please." Right. And her brother would carefully pass it to her. When their mother came home, she was very glad when she found that they had now some means of sight.
Apparently, it just happened all the time.
I'd be questioning that.
Yeah, like, where? Come over here and tell me where you got that eye.
Yeah, promise anything, like your soul or whatever's behind the shed?
Did they have to put it in their eye socket, or they just hold it, or what's going on? Crap was that? Like that creepy old witch lady in the Dark Crystal with her eye, she'd take it out and set it on the table?
I don't know. Oh, you mean Dark Crystal.
That's what I said. What did I say? Dark Shadows?
I don't know.
Dark Crystal.
I don't know. Okay.
That's what I thought I said.
I'm sorry. I was distracted.
Well, I know what you were doing.
Because my phone went off. Shame on me.
Turn it off. Moving along. One day when their mother was away again, somebody needs to address this, mother being away all the time. The boy went into the forest with his bow and arrows.
Mm-hmm.
He just had, with his one eye. He carried...
If you had to hold the eye with your hand, there's no way you could use a bow.
They have to be put in
a socket. You need a crossbow.
It didn't say crossbow.
I know. You would need a crossbow.
So they're putting this thing in the melted out socket? Or maybe they just lick it and stick it on their forehead.
Ooh. Could you imagine it? It'd be like really dry, or if your hands were dirty. Oh, it stings. Brother, it stings.
This is gross.
What'd you do to it?
Stop. They're licking dried out eyeballs. He carried the eye with him. He had not gone far when he saw a fat, we don't need to judge, when we saw a big-boned young deer, which he killed. The deer was too heavy for him to carry home alone, so he said, I will go and get my sister, and we shall cut it up and put it in a basket and carry it home together. He went home and told his sister his good fortune, and he led her to where the deer lay, and they began to cut up the body. With the one, how is this working with the one eye? I can't picture it. But they had forgotten to bring a basket or a bag. He called to his sister, saying, you must weave a basket into which we can put the meat to carry it home.
And his sister said,
how can I make a basket when I cannot see? If I am to weave a basket, I must have the eye.
Yeah. The boy brought the eye to her, and she made a large basket from green twigs.
This seems like unnecessary details. When she had finished making the basket, the boy said, I must finish cutting up the meat. Give me the eye. So she brought him the eye, and he proceeded to chop up the meat and put it in the basket. Wow. Then he said, why can we not have a meal here? I'm very hungry. His sister agreed that this was a good idea, and he said, you cook the meal while I pack the meat.
Bit bossy. The girl made a fire, but she was afraid she would burn the meat. So she said,
I cannot see to cook. I must have the eye.
By this time, her brother had finished packing the meat into the basket, and he brought her the eye, and she went on with her cooking.
This is just weird.
The fire was low, and she said,
I must have some dry wood. Bring me some dry pine.
The boy wandered off into the forest in search of wood, but he had not gone far when he stumbled over a log and fell to the ground.
What was that? Well, because he didn't have his eye.
He called to his sister in anger, saying,
you always want the eye for yourself. How can I gather dry pine when I cannot see? Give me the eye at once. Here we go.
His sister ran to him and helped him up and gave him the eye. Well, that was sweet of her.
No.
She found her way back to the fire, but as she reached it, she smelled the meat burning on the spit. She shouted,
the meat is burning and our dinner will be spoiled. Give me the eye at once so that I may see if the meat is cooked. Ah!
Well, this is just an unnecessary amount of details. The boy was some distance away, and in his anger, he... really? And in his anger, he threw the eye to her, saying, find it! I'm not going to walk to you with it if you are too lazy to come and get it.
Oh, no. Now how's she supposed to find it?
Chucking the eye at each other.
The eye fell to the ground between them, and neither of them knew where it lay.
Yeah.
They groped for it among the dry leaves. But as they searched for it, a woodpecker,
oh, come on,
watching from a branch of a tree nearby, swooped suddenly down and gobbled it up and flew away.
A woodpecker?
You'd think they would have inserted a raven or a crow, something more Karen-like.
I don't know, maybe they don't have woodpeckers in Canada. Or maybe
they only have woodpeckers.
Maybe they don't have crows. You don't know.
Everywhere has crows.
You don't know.
Everywhere has crows.
You don't know that.
There's crows in the desert.
Antarctica doesn't have crows.
There's crows on the beach. There's crows everywhere. Antarctica. Now, seriously, come on.
Canada's pretty dang cold.
Well.
Yeah. Oh. Touché.
If you are listening and you live in Canada, first of all, we're sorry, eh?
No, we're not.
Second of all, if you have crows or you don't have crows, go to our website at talesofbedlam.com. Leave a comment on this episode and let us know.
We want to know all about your fowl. Want a list, a detailed list.
So the woodpecker swooped suddenly down and gobbled it up and flew away.
This seems oddly specific. As they were still searching for it, the old woman who had given it to them came along.
Of course she did. Sure.
She had been hiding among the trees. To what purpose? And she had seen the woodpecker flying away with her gift. She said, "Where is the eye I gave you?"
She knows. She saw the whole thing.
She's just being devious, crazy old woman. "It dropped from my head," answered the boy.
So they are putting it in their eye socket.
Yeah, well, they'd have to.
Ew.
That's gross, and I don't want to think about him. We'll just get to the end of this one so I can drink some more and sleep tonight. "It dropped from my head," answered the boy, "and I cannot find it in the grass."
"Yes," said the girl, "it dropped from his head, and we cannot find it."
Do we need to repeat everything?
"You have lied to me," said the old woman, "and you have disobeyed, and for that I shall punish you."
Really, they already had their eyes melted out.
This is seriously the Canadian Baba Yaga.
This is not good. And with her magic power, she changed the boy into a mole. Okay. And the girl into a bat. Oh, blind. The blind things. And said,
"Now live blind upon the earth, with only your sense of sound to guide you."
At once, the boy and the girl were changed. And so the mole and the bat appeared upon the earth. It was a native tale.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yes. Very native.
Very strange. I don't think we need to be burning out kids' eyeballs.
Well, no one did it on purpose. It was an accident.
But we don't need to write about it. Let's just write about happy things.
Well, is there something good that came out of this?
Are moles, like, unruly?
I like bats. I'm glad we have bats.
I wish I had a bat for a pet, but my wife won't let me.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just so cute and fuzzy. Oh, so cute and funny little bat.
They do have little hairs, yeah. They're not super fuzzy, but...
Yeah, they are.
I guess their body...
They're just like a little mouse with wings.
Hmm.
I'm going to get one.
I don't know. It would be up all night while you're trying to sleep.
Nah, it's fine.
You just hear...
I'm going to order one on Amazon.
And then you hear...
We'll see how it works.
Ah, the bat hit the window again.
Why?
I guess it wouldn't, because they have sonar.
Yeah.
It wouldn't hit windows.
They don't hit the windows.
Like birds do.
They just fly around in circles on the ceiling.
Bats are super smart and birds are stupid.
Oh, stupid birds.
Stupid woodpecker.
Eating eyeballs that aren't theirs.
Pecker.
Whoa. And here we go. All righty. We like bats. And I don't particularly have a problem with moles, so I don't know why they were unruly children, but...
I hate moles. Mm. They're all over my yard. Under my yard, I should say.
They keep my cats entertained.
Good night.
Bye.
I've never had a bad experience with a mole.
You don't have those molehills all over your yard?
Oh, yeah. I just run them over with a lawnmower. I don't walk around my yard, sir.